Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Tony McFadden, you are really open about being transparent about your own mistakes for the benefit of others. Why are you so passionate about protecting babies in the womb?
Well, I can't deny now what I know, what happens to these precious babies, and they aren't able to defend themselves. Therefore, what I've gone through and the mistakes that I have made and how I've seen abortion not just end the lives of over 62 million babies, but I've also seen the effects on women as well. And I don't believe that abortion is healthcare if one person dies in the process. And I don't think it's caring for women, and I don't think it's caring for these babies. And so I am adamant about being a voice for them.
We thank you for that. And you mentioned the effects on women as well. And those those are long-term effects. It's not just the the physical healing of the body, but there are lots of emotional scars that go along with that. So you and your ministry, I love this, you work to make a difference in the lives of young people. And one way is teaching them about the way our culture degrades sex. What are one of the most common ways you see that happening?
The breakdown of the family. It's not the same anymore. It's more common for a child to grow up in a single family home or a family that is divorced. And we see the degradation through television, through their music, what they're being bombarded with. And when I am speaking to teenagers and telling them the opposite, that they have value and they have worth, and sex is something that should be brought up to something that's valuable, and that they are able to wait until they're married, and giving them a whole different perspective, that changes their thought process, because they know it's true. They just want to hear it from someone.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they've had their hearts broken over sexual relationships, and it's not normal, but society is telling them that it is.
Yeah, I recently spoke with this gal who's sounding the alarm about the national sex ed standards. They're pretty radical, starting even as young as kindergarten. One component of the standards encourages what they call sex positivity, meaning they focus on sexual activity rather than abstinence. Those teachings really miss out on letting young people know they have self-control, and you're not teaching them that they have dignity and they have worth, that each one of them can say no. God has got a much better design for sex.
Exactly.
Tony, life is often messy, and your own has changed drastically. What's the process as you help the young people set new foundations, move beyond past actions and shame, and step into a solid future? What's that process look like?
Well, first of all, I would want anyone to know that your past doesn't have to determine your future, and that it is possible to heal, but the healing process, and sometimes you have to sit in your pain in order to get out of it. And that's what a lot of people do not want to do. But I'm saying there is beauty on the other side when we allow the healing to take place, acknowledge our own responsibility of the things that we've done, and also laying the things that have been done to us at the feet of Jesus. And he can heal those things as well. But that we have choices that we can make now that can alter who we're going to be down the road. And it's not just for us, but as an adult now, I'm seeing how my decisions that I've made have helped my children long before they ever came into this world. Also, before I even got married, when I started making healthier decisions, decisions to obey Christ, those affected not just myself, but those around me.
It's a reminder for me. I think sometimes our culture glosses over everything. They want to see the airbrushed images and think that everyone is squeaky clean. But I think there's so much good when we are transparent and real with people and we show our weaknesses so that we can point them to the hope that we have in the Lord.
Yes. I would not have a story to tell if it wasn't for the redemption in my life. And I don't mind sharing my mistakes so that others don't have to take that same path.
Amen.
It's worth it.
I think it's neat that in the Bible, you know, we get to see David and the trauma. You mentioned hanging out in the hurt for a little bit, letting that sink in of our own mistakes.
Yeah.
And I think that's really powerful. Thankfully, the Bible kept that in, you know, the pain it caused, even the loss of mm-hmm. that baby in David's yes. life. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners about the fight for life in our country?
Yes, I am just so thankful to be a voice for the voiceless. And I would say anyone on the fence about that, to let courage rise up in you and to not be afraid to even come to the march on January 21st to march for these babies. I can't think of anything more powerful than defending our most vulnerable population. And I believe that January 21st is going to be a historical day, and we need to pray that Roe versus Wade is overturned.
And where can folks learn more about you and your ministry?
I have a website, Toni, T-O-N-I, McFadden.com. That is where you can find more information about myself or have me speak at your church or your banquet or women's group. And I'm also on social media, Facebook and Instagram.